AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peterson.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
Then we continue. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM570 LA Sports. This is the time where we like to get caught up on what's happened today. We know people are in and out of their cars, in and out of work. Maybe listening on the app at home for a while, then have to jump off and get right back on. So this is the period of time, Rodney, where we get everybody caught up on what has happened today. So yes, they will be, as we always want them to be, the best informed listeners in radio.
Yes. Yes.
And?
Yes.
That's not all we do at this time.
What do we do at this time?
Well, Eric, we also try to bring everybody together. We like to create a sense of community and unity, and we want people to feel good, uplifted. We want people to be able to continue their day in a positive way. And to do that, there is only one man that can provide that tonic.
That tonic?
That tonic.
Or that chronic.
Or that chronic. And this man would be a proponent of that chronic. Now for the Daily Haiku at 2.
Oh, yeah.
We welcome on Vic the Brick.
Talk to him.
Vic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fred. Good afternoon, Rodney Peet.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, K. Vic.
Yeah.
On the ones and the twos and the threes and the fours, are Ronnie Fazio.
Good afternoon, Vic.
Well, before we get to the haiku, written by Issa.
Oh!
Rarely, Issa. Rarely do you announce the haikuist prior to the haiku, so this must be a good one today.
It's a tease. It's a tease of tranquility.
Yes.
Some very good news out of Kansas City.
Yeah.
5-year-old Ariel Young has awoken from her coma.
Yes.
Of course, a horrific accident with the son of Andy Reid, Britt Reid, who was drunk and on Demerol. And I'm not making a wild accusation. It's, he admitted it.
No, Adderall.
Adderall, correct.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Demerol.
And he was, Demerol. And who knows what he was on? But Demerol is the correct drug.
No, Adderall.
Adderall.
We're all medicated in this country. Let's face it, one way or the other.
Rodney just spoke of the chronic.
Tell me about it.
The chronic, yes.
Oh, that's a very positive addition to your body.
For those that don't know. Yeah, big. Natural. Nature.
Natural high.
Mother Earth.
As my friends in Bloodstone used to sing. Natural High, Bloodstone. Remember that song by Bloodstone?
Yes,
Natural High?
Yeah.
Off the Jackie Brown soundtrack.
Feeling you!
But Ariella's awoken, and that's great news. She's been in the coma for a week. The 5-year-old girl.
Yes.
Victim of the horrific accident. You know, right off the ramp from Arrowhead Stadium, and everyone's been praying for her, and the prayers in this situation have been answered, in that she was in a coma for a week. Imagine that. I mean, that's just horrific. Just horrific.
Unimaginable if something like that happens to one of your kids.
Exactly. She has a long way to go. She has a long way to go, but at least she's awoken. And she will continue to rebound and rally. So our prayers, our dharma, our karma, everything we've got is with Ariel, a 5-year-old kid. And that's that was a very great taste of good news from last night. So that made, I know I felt great, because you know everyone's going through so much horrific. I know the vaccine's out and everyone's getting their shots and the Pfizer and the Schmeiser. You know what? I want everyone to know, this is just for me. You get your shots, you must get your shots. We need the herd immunity. But once you get the shots, don't go all nuts. Continue to mask up, continue to be safe. Practice safety distancing, wash your hands. Don't stop. Just because you've got the 2 shots, and I know a lot of people have got their first and they're going for the second and they're going to get their first. Stay vigilant. It's not a cure-all. It's great that they got the vaccine. It's wonderful. But don't feel like you can just go nuts. My sister just got, in New York, her second shot, and she's going all giddy. I said, no, Sister Pat, reel it in. You got to stay vigilant. So I think a lot of people are under the, you know, that misinterpretation of the shot, that it's just going to, then you can just live your life freely. No, stay vigilant. We have a long way to go, even with the shot. You know, blessings with the shot, but
yeah,
better stay vigilant, okay? That's just my my inner nature, my inner feelings.
They're solid, Vic.
And now, let's go to Issa.
Okay.
ISSA.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. And Kevin, I don't know if we've ever done any research on Issa.
I feel like we have in the past.
He's one of the Titans. He's one of the Haiku Titans.
Kobayashi Issa.
Oh, yeah. He's not in the Hall of Fame. That's not the guy. Basho is.
That was Basho, was in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Japan, I believe.
What about Isha?
I believe it's Issa.
Issa, Fred.
Issa. What about Issa?
He's in the Japanese Baseball Hall of Fame. I believe it's Issa.
I thought it was Basho.
I did too.
Well, Basho and Busan, Shiki and Prince Shiki, they're from like 1600s. Issa is a little more modern, like late 1800s.
Yeah. It's 1763 to 1828, Vic.
Yes, yeah, so he's one of the older haiku artists.
But not baseball. That is not Issa.
Maybe that was Shiki.
I believe that's Shiki, Vic.
Well, with the pitches and catches reporting tomorrow to Camelback Ranch.
Yes.
Maybe you'll do a Shiki tomorrow.
Quite possibly.
And yes, Vic, it was Shiki, because Shiki a little bit later than Issa, 1867, and passed away in 1902. That's Shiki, and Shiki is in the Japanese Baseball Hall of Fame.
There you go.
It's good research, K-Fig.
Vic, you got any haikus from, like, 2012?
Well, we have the account on Wilshire Boulevard, friend.
Yeah, the cat on Wilshire. Yeah. What's his name? and the other cat from Texas A&M?
Right.
Was it another guy? Yeah. Or was that the same guy?
No, different guys.
The haikus are being composed even as we haiku here. People are writing them, Fred. You just don't hear about them.
Maybe.
Hey, Fred, did you know what a haiku was before Vic started talking about them? We started having haikus at 2?
I had an understanding, but it wasn't specific. But you know what we should do?
That's a cop-out. I don't know what that meant.
Right, that means I'd heard of a haiku, and I knew it was so many letters, but I didn't really understand the gist of it. It was like, boom, boom, boom. Right, Vic?
What is he talking about?
Well, it's 575.
It's just 11. There's 11.
No, 575.
Numbers and letters and a gist of it, but I didn't know. Why
don't we have a haiku contest? Seriously.
Everyone is free to, obviously join in on the haiku party.
You know what we should do? Kevin, here's an idea.
Okay.
Why don't you ask Dave Weeks? Because you talk to him all the time. Can we get one prize?
Okay.
One prize.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have people submit their haikus.
The big Westinghouse TV.
Well, let's not push it.
Oh.
It's a good thought.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask if you bring a concrete example of a prize. So that
Dodgers
might not be
tickets when the fans are let back in the stands.
Well, there's that.
I don't know if we can operate that far in the future. But
right. But why don't we do this? Why don't we get a prize, and then we will have people submit their haikus on our Twitter page at Rogan and Rodney. And then we will select the haiku.
I like that. I like it a lot.
Should we do that?
Why not? I think people are very interested in expressing themselves and, you know, looking into their inner nature, Fred.
Are these original haikus, or are these ones that they researched and brought up?
Must be original.
Their own haiku.
Yes.
Natural.
Now, there has to be a vetting process with this as well, because who knows who owns what book in the bottom of their closet somewhere that has a haiku from written by somebody else. So maybe it should be a sports-themed haiku, Fred, or a haiku about a local sports team, if we put something like that attached to it, just to protect from anybody going out there and doing something that wouldn't be above board.
Okay.
How about we do that?
That's good, and you judge all the entries.
I like how you just pointed at me. Yeah, you handle it. I got a great idea, Kevin. You handle it.
You make it out. You call Dave Weiss. You call Dave Weiss, get that straight, get the gift and prize, and then you handle all the calls.
Great.
All right, so that's what we'll do.
We're going to put more on Kevin's plate.
Appreciate it, Fred.
Okay, I see. You know, Kevin can do many things at once. He's the master. He is the haiku master. He's our grandmaster.
I am far from that.
All right, so Kevin's the haiku master?
Well, he's the haiku master of our show.
I'm not Basho or Issa. That's not me. I'm not a haiku master.
Maybe a little Prince Shiki.
Fred, you're kind of throwing around that haiku master kind of loosely. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Vic?
A little bit, Fred. I calm it down a little bit. Rain it in.
Yeah.
Water it down?
Rain it in.
Water it down. All right, so here's the deal. We're going to have you submit your haikus on Twitter to us.
Don't do it yet, though. We have to set this up. We have to make sure that
Fred,
we can get a prize.
Why are you looking bewildered, Fred?
Yeah, like, all right, let's do it now. No, we don't have a prize set up yet. Let's get some legs under this and get this thing going, yeah. And we can actually have a date when we'll start.
There have to be some rules and regulations to this, too, Fred. You can just throw it out there like that.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get some meat to the bone.
Thank you, Vic.
All right, so, but we will do it.
I will talk to Dave Weiss.
Okay. It's kind of like that fishing trip you got that idea.
You know, listen. I just want to say this, and I know everybody laughed at me when I suggested this, but I thought the AM 570 LA Sports Fishing Tournament was the greatest idea that this radio station has had in years. Because Petros and Money get to do their summer tour, right?
Yeah.
That's fine. You know what? That's really nice, and we thank all of our partners and sponsors for being a part of it. But it's time to move forward. It's time to move forward with something else that we can all enjoy. So I had an idea that we would get a giant boat, right? And take our listeners out on this boat and have a fishing tournament. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy. I even researched the boat.
So you did?
I did. So I found a couple.
Researched the boat.
I did. I found a couple of boats. I went
you
back.
Share that with you, Kevin? You shared a boat with you?
Not that I can remember, no.
Me either.
I shared it with the sales guys. So I researched some boats. I said, this will be a great idea. And then they told me we can't have the boat. And I said, why not? They said, oh, if somebody falls off and drowns, we'll be sued. So it's an insurance issue. We're not taking people out on a boat.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
That's not true.
100%.
Then I 100%. Said, then I said, let's go to a lake. Or let's go to the ocean. Let's do something. And they said we would consider it. But the pandemic hit. And we were going to have a trophy. Remember, Kevin?
I remember you talking about a trophy. I remember your idea. I don't remember how far this along this got in discussions, but...
Well, it got far along in my head. And I did bring it up. But I think it's like another idea I recently had.
Now, here we go.
We've never heard about it.
Now's as good a time as any, Fred, since you're on a roll. Go ahead.
Let it be. Let it be.
Let it rip, Fred.
You want me to...
All net.
Why not?
Okay, so I had this idea. And I thought it'd be great for our listeners.
Okay.
It was called the Morning Notes. Now, if you go to a Laker game, one of the things that's really cool is when you get the media sheet before the game with the media notes and the lineups, and they put it on the seats around courtside and maybe some of the other seats there too, and everybody looks forward to reading it. Now, granted, it's a piece of paper, and after you've read it, you throw it out, but you feel like you're involved in something pretty cool.
Do they give those to you, or do you have to buy them in the game program?
No, they give them to you.
All right, because I know there's some situations you have to buy the program.
No, they're sitting on the seats.
Right.
Okay. So my idea was, and Rodney, I think Kevin does the most magnificent job of preparing us for our show every day. His research is immaculate.
Yes.
So my idea was, okay, we get those notes. And even if you don't listen to the show, the stuff in there is really good and really informative. And then we take from the notes what we want. We talk with Kevin and we put the show together. But the notes, all of them, some stuff doesn't even make the show, are very good. So I thought, wouldn't it be cool to let our listeners send us their emails? And then Kevin, when you send us the morning notes, and we get them between 5 and 6:30 in the morning, we would send our listeners the notes, and they would be included in the show.
No.
Why?
Who pulling that already?
Why?
Some things need to remain private and internal.
Well, but there's nothing that's that secret on the notes.
Some things need to remain private and internal.
Do you send Rodney different notes than you send me?
What?
Oh.
Huh?
Now I see.
Oh.
Because I think they're fine for everybody.
It's just white noise right now is all we're hearing. White noise. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a good idea. And it certainly trumpets your skills, Kevin.
Thank you, Fred, and I appreciate your compliments on that.
Yeah. I guess we're not doing that either. That was a good idea.
Okay, that was a...
Are we still doing...
5 minutes we couldn't get... We can't get back.
Why was that a bad idea?
Yeah. It's horrible.
Why?
Horrible idea. Jeez.
And also,
Kevin Figure's production notes, I believe, are sacrosanct, and should remain so.
You know what, Joseph Wright? If you're going to tweet, then get it right. He says, "Come on, Fred, you've never known. I'll correct that. What a haiku was until you met Vic." Haiku is not spelled H-I-Q-U-O. But thank you for listening. I digress. Go ahead, Vic.
H-A-I-K-U. Haiku. It just sounds so relaxing, doesn't it? It puts you into a really blissful state. Just say haiku. Just feels good, no?
You really hate the morning notes idea, Rodney?
Wow. Kevin, what was that drop you had? What was it from? It was from Billy Madison? What was that from?
Which one?
We've all become dumber. Oh. Listen to that.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I stand on that.
May God have mercy on your soul.
I like the fishing boat idea actually better, Fred.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I like the fishing boat idea.
Having the time of his life.
Something communal to bring our fans and our listeners together, I think, is amazing.
Yes.
And I did deadpan the fishing trip idea, but generally speaking, I'm not against it. But yeah, with the liability, with the boat, might be a problem. But if you do something from ashore, why not? I'm not wholly opposed to it.
Stand on the riverbank, Fred.
Yeah, I'm not wholly opposed to that.
Remember Troutdale?
No.
Troutdale?
Don't you remember Troutdale?
No. Is this something that happened before I was born, Fred?
No, it was up the canyon on the way to Malibu. And they stocked
trout?
Yeah. I thought we could go there. But it's closed.
What happened to it?
I don't know. It's gone. No more trout.
They harvested all the trout?
Maybe.
What in the world?
I thought it'd be great. Maybe we go to Alaska salmon fishing.
Oh, even better. Yeah.
How about that? That wouldn't cost you much, would it?
Not at all.
We'll take 200 people to Alaska. Salmon
Let's
fishing.
Let's go.
Oh, man, you drop your line in Alaska, you're coming up with, like, you know, insane fish. I mean, that's a great fishing spot, Alaska.
You know how I got the idea? Watching the Bassmasters Classics.
Right.
I'm not surprised by that.
Who sits around and watches fishing? It used to be out of the office all the time.
Apparently you do, Fred.
Yeah. When everybody was here, I'd sit in there in the morning and go, wow, look at this fish. That seems like a pretty good idea. Sorry, Vic.
Listen, our viewing habits are varied and wonderful. I believe everyone gets addicted to some show or some...
Who doesn't get off watching fishing?
I think a lot of people would turn the channel for an official. They want to fish themselves. I don't think they want to watch people catch fish. It takes so long to catch a fish.
Let me tell you something, Vic. Don't tell that to a mighty angler.
True that.
That's
an art form.
Last time I went fishing, there was a bit of an issue.
What was it?
So, the last time was also my first time. So clearly I had no idea what I was doing.
How old were you?
14, maybe.
Okay.
14 or 15.
Yeah. That's the last time you went fishing?
It
and
is,
only
yeah.
time you went fishing?
Last and only time I went fishing, Rodney. So it was like, it was a church group. So I was there with my friends, and one of my friends was behind me, and I cast it backwards.
Oh, you took him out?
And I yanked forward to cast it into the ocean, and as soon as I yanked forward, all I heard was, ah! Yeah, I got my friend on the finger with the hook.
Oh, on the finger?
Yeah.
Ay-yi-yi.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
Well, you know got it went in the mouth.
I know.
You got to be a man if you're going to fish.
Yeah.
Pull up those pants!
You got to be a man.
Well, I may have been sagging at the time, so maybe that's what that was my problem, Fred.
You know, one time I caught
you
got to
get back
tuna.
On that horse, Kevin. Fishing is great and
you're
therapeutic.
Right. I want to do it. I want to do it. I just haven't had the opportunity to at this point.
You know, fish have teeth.
You don't say, Fred.
They'll bite you.
Fred, really?
They'll bite
what
you.
What is wrong? What happened to Fred in this 2 o'clock hour?
Well, no, I'm just saying you got to be careful when you take the fish off the hook.
Fish have teeth.
They'll bite you.
What's in that water there, Fred, that you've got sitting next to you? What's in that water?
Wow.
It's a smart water.
An epiphany. Fish have teeth.
My point was...
Good Lord.
You got to be careful when you take the fish off the hook. That was my point, Rodney. They'll let you
have
it.
Fish have teeth?
Piranha will eat you.
Piranha will
piranha,
eat you.
Yeah.
A piranha, not a piranha.
You said piranha.
I did?
Yes.
They're nasty, too.
Fish have teeth.
Yeah.
Boy.
I'll remember that when I go piranha fishing next time, Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
Okay. So are we going to do the... All right. Enough of this.
This is by Issa, Fred.
No. We haven't done it yet?
No, we have not.
Okay, go ahead.
You've been
cool for you on this Tuesday.
Okay. We need cleansing, Vic. Please help us right
now. The 16th.
My goodness.
By Issa. Watch that giant firefly. It's zigzagging all over the place. Gone now. I'm feeling you. Issa.
Rodney, you were pretty excited by today's.
Oh, yeah. Anything to do with fireflies, Vic.
Oh, yeah?
You know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so magical.
They are.
Zigzagging all over the place.
All over the place.
And then it's gone.
Gone now.
You know, that's interesting. Because there's a restaurant... Rodney, have you been to Firefly?
In Studio City.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's kind of mystical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice place.
Yeah. So maybe they got the idea to name it Firefly from Issa's haiku.
It's quite possible.
Or maybe just Firefly in general, Fred.
Oh, there could have been that. Oh, by the way, on the topic of the haiku contest, Bill Kittle says, Fee-fi-fo-fiddle. The haiku prize goes to Kittle. Kevin, I just saved you a lot of work. Would that have qualified?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, then that's that for him.
That's a good effort.
But I appreciate it.
That's a good effort.
Okay, so we will keep you abreast of the haiku contest, and we will keep you abreast of the fishing tournament.
Yes.
So that's back on. It's back on your mind. Top of mind for you again, the fishing.
Well, if you blew out my morning notes idea.
Yeah. Okay, you work on that fishing.
Apologies, because we got caught up in all of Vic's ideas.
You're blaming Vic?
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying.
You said apologies, and then you blame Vic.
Did I say that out loud? Anyway, we'll have It's Lit next.
Let us give you money. Your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Text the nationwide keyword FUN to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. Once again, that's FUN to 200-200. Good luck.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic. If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Rodney P, Fred Rogan. VTB still with us on a Tuesday. Oh, yeah, Freddie. Ronnie, where'd you pull this one out of?
Well, we were expecting to get Vic the Brick back on for this segment here.
Yeah.
For It's Lit. It. I thought this this would he'd get a kick out of this song.
Yeah. Right. Where That's why I mentioned him. Where did it go?
I don't know. I hope all is well. I think he was dealing with something at home.
Rodney, where'd he go? Something goes like this.
For our radio listeners, that's the shoulder shrug emoji.
Yeah.
We're trying to track Vic down right now, so we'll see.
Okay, but we still have to continue on with It's Lit. When we get Vic, we'll bring him back on, okay?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
It's Lit. Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
Brought to you by our buddy Jacob and Ronnie, who was on the show earlier. You know, they're experts in Lyft or Uber accidents. If you find yourself in a situation where you're involved in something like that, first of all, we hope you don't. But if you do, there's one guy to call. He handles more than anybody in Southern California. That's Jacob and Ronnie at 844-24-JACOB.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
Fred, do you know who Lorraine Groves is? Lorraine Groves?
I don't know how she grows.
Neither do I. It's G-R-O-H-S. Anyway, she's the daughter of the silversmith who created the first Super Bowl trophy. She says Tom Brady disgraced the Lombardi trophy. Now, if you didn't see the video last week of Tom Brady when he was plastered out of his mind during the victory parade for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he actually threw the Lombardi trophy from his boat across to another boat to Cameron Brate, I think his backup tight end who was on the other side and was able to catch it. And there was a mini debate going on among people saying whether or not he was being disrespectful to the trophy. And according to Lorraine, she says she has had trouble sleeping over the incident and that Brady and his teammates disgraced and disrespected the trophy. She says she personally would like an apology, not just to her and her family, but the other silversmiths as well as the fans.
Lorraine?
Lorraine Groves, daughter of the silversmith who created the first Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah, Lorraine, cap it. What are you doing? What? I think it's disrespectful. You know what, Lorraine? Your dad constructed it. It's not disrespectful. They can do whatever they want with it. Granted, you don't want to drop it off the top of a building. If they want to throw it across and then deal with the consequences of that happening, here's the bottom line. You'll make a new one next year. And you'll probably make one to replace that one. So I appreciate Lorraine's concern, but I really can't sign off on her view here. I think.
Give me a break. Come on. This is ridiculous. This is her 15 minutes? Is that what this is? First of all, it didn't hit the water. Didn't go in the water. It was thrown from boat to boat and caught. And anybody remember Gronk hitting it with a baseball in the batting cages one year when they were with New England with the trophy? They got it dented all up. Where was Lorraine then? And then, don't they drink out of the Stanley Cup? I mean, people do different things with different trophies, so get over it. It ain't that deep. And it's not just one that goes around. Like you said, Fred, they make a new one every year.
Exactly.
It's not just one that you put engraved names on it. You only share it for a year, so you got to give it up the next year, whoever wins it, and you got to keep it in pristine condition. No, there's a bunch of them. Come on.
Vic, we have Vic back now. Your thoughts on the daughter of the original Super Bowl trophy maker coming out and saying that it was disrespected. The trophy was disrespected by Tom Brady because he threw it during the celebration last week.
You have to go to the source.
Just because he threw it?
Just because he threw it from boat to boat. Yep.
You must go to the source, and it's Vince Lombardi, the greatest coach of all time.
I don't think that's possible, but okay.
If I can channel Vince, out of Brooklyn, New York, went to Fordham. And of course, you know, the God among men in Green Bay. He'd say, throw that freaking trophy, man. Keep throwing it.
He said, there's a seal here and a seal here. And throw the trophy right up the alley. Is that what he would say?
Absolutely. Have fun with it, man. That's what Vince would say.
What would Vince say about football players faking injuries, Vic? Something tells me he probably wouldn't be too keen on that. And there
he'd be pissed.
Yeah,
pissed.
So the American Football Coaches Association is actually in discussions with the NCAA to talk about alleged fake injuries. We've seen a lot of times, especially in college football, teams run a lot of this high-tempo, up-tempo offense. And a lot of times defenders, quote-unquote, get injured and get shaken up and play has to stop, and it can slow down the momentum of offensive teams. And apparently this is something that they believe is a big issue, and this coaches association is talking to the NCAA to see if there's a way that they could penalize teams for doing this. How this is supposed to be enforced, Fred, I have no idea. How you can prove someone's faking an injury, especially in the moment, I don't know.
Well, Rodney talked about this earlier. You know, guys that say, I don't want to play, but all of a sudden, it's my hamstring. That's the problem here. It's my hamstring. On the college level, I don't know why you would fake an injury. On the professional level,
slow down the team.
It's during games, Fred. This is not to
slow down.
Yeah, to slow teams down.
Are you listening? Fred, you're not even listening.
Did you hear a word that I said?
Yeah, but I was thinking about what we talked about earlier.
He was thinking about the notes that he wants to give to the listeners.
Let's talk about the fishing tournament.
The scenario I set up, Fred, is high-powered offense, high up-tempo offenses get slowed down when defensive players get quote-unquote injured.
It's like soccer. It's the exact same thing. Guy fakes an injury, kill time in soccer.
Yes.
Exact same thing. How do you determine that? There's really no way you can. I mean, you're going to run people out on the field as quickly as possible to attend to the injured person. I guess what you should do, if you're injured, there's this. If you have to have people come out on the field and assist you off the field, then you've got to sit out a couple of plays. Maybe that is how you try to curb it. Because really, there's no way. How are you going
to
do it?
That's something that's been suggested, that they would have to sit out for the remainder of that drive.
Okay, but then you know what you do? You send in a guy who's a walk-on to play defensive back. He falls down. You're going to lose that guy. Okay, fine. You killed time. This guy's out for the rest of the drive. He's not going to play anymore anyway. Then you bring the starter back in.
There's always loopholes.
But you can't bring him back in. The one guy that got hurt, the first guy, he's got to be out for the full drive.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
So you replace him with the walk-on, you said.
No.
A walk-on gets hurt. You can't bring that guy back.
I'm doing it the opposite way. I'm taking the starter out right now. I'm putting a walk-on in the game. Play happens, walk-on goes down. I'm injured. I can't go.
But they're moving. The team is moving. There's no substitution going on.
Yeah, it doesn't happen play to play. If there's an up-tempo offense running a no-huddle, you can't do that.
Well, you just hit the guy from the sideline. I mean, the wide receiver there, just hit him.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's always that approach. Slow him down.
If you feign injury, Rodney, you know this. If you feign and fake an injury, that's bad karma. That's just bad karma. I don't want to see it on my squad.
Yeah, I don't know how you really, you can't enforce the fake, but you can certainly penalize a team. Kind of like what they do in the NFL, right? There's a 10-second runoff. If the guys used to jump off sides on purpose to stop the clock and things of that nature. Now they take away a timeout or they have a 10-second runoff kind of thing. But I do kind of like if, that injured player has to sit out that whole drive. That kind of is a motivation for them not doing it.
Speaking of the NFL, Adrian Peterson, 36 years old. He says, Tom Brady can play well into his 40s. Why the hell can't I? He says, I'd love to be a 40-year-old running back out there rushing for 1,500 yards and amazing people. He says his ultimate goal is to pass Emmitt Smith as the all-time leading rusher. Played for the Detroit Lions this past year. He's averaged about 770 yards rushing the last four seasons of his career. He's fifth on the all-time rushing list currently. I don't know if it'd be possible for him to pass Emmitt at this point. Quite honestly, I don't know if it's possible for him to pass 1,000 yards rushing at this point, Brett, at 36.
Isn't it a little different playing different positions in football when you think about it? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Running back to quarterback, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, a running back, we should have asked, you know what? We'll get Eric on one day. Okay. And we'll ask him about that.
Yeah, I know he and AP are close too.
Yeah, I kind of think that it takes a real toll on your body. So it doesn't seem very realistic to me, Rodney.
Yeah, but he hasn't had that toll on his body like he was in his prime, where he was getting it, 25, 30 times a game. The problem now for him, trying to catch that record, is that he's not going to get the carries, the volume. He's not going to get the carries that he once had to get him to 1,500 yards a season. That's the issue. I mean, even in the last 4 years, like you said, he's averaged 700 yards. I think it's pretty good considering that he probably only gets 10 to 15 touches a game. And so that is going to be the big issue. But in terms of wear and tear, certainly for the last 3 years, was he's been with Washington and Detroit, he wasn't getting a whole lot of carries in both those places. And, so, I mean, he technically could play until he's 40, but as far as him catching the record, I don't know if he's going to get the volume of carries that's going to allow him to get there.
He's about 4,000 yards or so short of Emmitt Smith's record, by the way.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
That's a lot harder.
You're talking about, like you said, I don't know if 1,000 yards is in him anymore. And I don't even know, I wouldn't say it's not necessarily in him, but in whatever team he's on, I don't think it's in him. Unless you're, you know, playing for Tennessee and they're going to feed Derrick Henry. They feed you like they feed Derrick Henry. You're not going to get the touches. I mean, I can't think of anybody other than Derrick Henry and maybe, you know, Zeke again. If they get a gut back going again, that kind of running back's going to get that many carries to come close.
He'd have to average, 800 yards next 5 years to get to Emmitt. To get to the 4,000, and he's averaging 770.
About 768, something like that, yeah.
Okay. I admire his spirit. I really do. To put up with that incredible punishment. But he has a goal in mind. He has a mission in mind. I admire Adrian for wanting to play more.
Yeah, you're digging it, huh, Vic?
I do. I love his spirit.
By the way, since I looked it up, a little trivia for you guys. So Emmitt has the record, obviously, ahead of Walter Payton. Do you know who's third all-time in rushing yards in NFL history?
Eric Dickerson.
Yes.
It is not Frank Eric Gore. Dickerson. That's right. It is Frank Gore. Most people would not know that, Rodney, but yes. People ask the question whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. It's like, well, if he's ahead of Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson, granted, Barry retired early, Curtis Martin, LT, Jerome Bettis, a lot of Hall of Famers that he's ahead of. It's almost undeniable that you have to put him in at this point. One more NFL note as well. So we know that Carson Wentz is on the market with the Philadelphia Eagles. And by all reports, mainly from Albert Breer, he says that he wants to go to Indianapolis. He wants to hook back up with Frank Reich, who was the offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. But the most likely destination at this point might actually be the Chicago Bears, who, of course, are in need of a quarterback as well. I guess I'll ask you first, Rodney. Carson Wentz going to Chicago, is that a good fit? Or is it equally beneficial for both parties at that point? Or would Carson benefit from going to a place that's maybe a little better for his talents at this point in time, the Chicago, that has been offensively challenged the last few years?
Yeah, they have been offensively challenged. And, I don't know if it's always because of the quarterback either. I mean, they've got some weapons. When they're healthy, they're pretty good, actually. The running backs were hurt last year. And Trubisky actually played well at the second half of the season. But you look at that and go, well, Nick Foles kind of struggled up there in Chicago when they thought he was going to take over, and he had a stretch where he really struggled. They had to go back to Trubisky. So I don't know if the best place, obviously, is Indianapolis with Frank Reich. That is the best place for him. I'm not sure. I think he has more success in Chicago than he does in Philadelphia because Chicago has a better defense, and they're not going to be playing from so far behind. But still, Indy is the best place for him to go, end up.
In the question, how good is he, really? I mean, he was pretty good before he got all banged up, right?
He was the MVP candidate before he got injured.
I don't think the question is how good he is. I think he can be good. You know, the situation makes everybody human, Fred. Makes everybody, like you said, he was the MVP candidate 2 years ago. Then you take away all the weapons, you take away the offensive line, you take away all the things that he had when he was making that run, and then him running for his life, that'll mess with your confidence and your playing ability and everything and above. So it's the situation around you a lot of times with the quarterback.
The culture, a natural fit. You know, the Frank Reich dynamic. Look at Philip Rivers. He had a sensational season. If he can do what Philip Rivers does, he'll have a successful career. Yeah, Indy would be my number one destination if I'm Carson Wentz. It's a wonderful offensive line, a wonderful scheme, playmakers. Obviously.
Well, we know pitchers and catchers report to spring training tomorrow for many teams. That includes the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And when you talk about pitchers, one name that people thought maybe we stop associating with pitching is now back in the mix, and that is Shohei Ohtani, because Joe Maddon did say he's hearing full go for Shohei Ohtani. He says all the reports he's getting are fabulous. He says if we get Shohei in the right direction, he's going to be pretty good. He's going to be a good offseason acquisition for us right there, adding to our rotation. Of course, he's had some elbow issues his first couple of years in the major leagues. And it looks like he's on track to re-enter into the rotation yet again, Fred. Give it, I guess this is strike three.
Well, why
not? Third time's a charm.
Yeah, but you know what? Why not? If he thinks he can pitch and they think he can pitch, let him pitch. I mean, it's fun. It's interesting to watch. Look, if you're the Angels, two things. Yeah, you want to win, but second, you want people in the stands. You want people excited about the team when fans can go back. And why not? If he can pull it off, it's a great accomplishment. He has not been able to so far. But, Rodney, I think it's great if he can do it.
Yeah, if he can do it. You know, he hasn't done it when he's been healthy, but he certainly got the ability to do it. But I don't know. Last time he had a few starts and was doing that, he got shelled on the hill, didn't he?
Oh, he got hammered, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know, you know, what they're trying to prove. I mean, just because you have the ability to pitch doesn't mean you go out and be effective. So I think he's a better fit for them to be an everyday player if they want him to be that than trying to do both. Because you can get an average guy that can do both, or you can get a guy doing one thing and do it exceptionally well. And I take the one thing exceptionally well.
My feelings on Ohtani-san are well documented. But Joe Maddon just saw some tape on Shohei, and he was blown away. So apparently, Shohei may have gotten his groove back. A la Stella.
Yeah, like Stella.
You went from Tay Diggs to Stella. You've been on the Stella thing.
Yes. I'm on the Stella thing, man. Yeah. But bottom line is, Angels' starting rotation has been, you know, horrific for the last, 10 years.
You're being nice, Vic.
K-Fig, that's your squad. I know nice you love the Angels. Horrific. So I'd be looking with incredible anticipation to see Ohtani-san, you know, get back into it. And if Madden's impressed, he's got something going on. It's going to be a very exciting year for Ohtani-san.
And that's
Hi.
And that's what's lighting up the headlines.
Hi.
Kevin's been great.
All right, we have to award the sad sack. We have no choice. And we'll do that when we come back.
I mean, that is just sad.
Sad sack of the day.
All right, well, we have to award this before we get out of here.
Of course you do, Fred. Of course you do. The way you're on a roll today, yeah, you might be the sad sack. What do you think about that, Kevin? Make Fred the sad sack today.
Works for me.
All those ideas that he had interrupting the haiku. Even had our friend Shannon Barron disappointed with you, Fred.
What did she say?
Because she lives to get in her car and listen to the haiku, and you messed it all up today.
Well, how so?
How so? You went on 18,000 different tangents.
I just had a few ideas.
And they were all bad, she said.
I thought they were okay. Anyway, the sad sack of the day is Atlanta guard Kevin Huerter. Third-year man. Made just two of his 12 field goal attempts and scored just 8 points in the team's loss to the Knicks. The loss dropped Atlanta to 11-16 on the season. Again, today's sad sack is Kevin Huerter of the Atlanta Hawks. Hey, don't forget, we're trying to give you $1,000. Want to put a grand in your hand. Each hour, 20 after the hour. Listen for the text. Text in and you can win. All right, Ronnie, Kevin, good job today. Appreciate it. Rodney, we're back at it tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Times worrying faces, shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it, brother got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the bin. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the scene. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in L.A. on bail. My people say, die in L.A., the place to be. To live and die in L.A.